Morning, Andrew.
Hey, Tess. How are you?
I'm going well. How are you?
I am great. I've got a new novel for you.
I'm very excited.
It's a fantastically and creepy, insightful new novel called From Here On Monsters.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. I just read what I'd written. Fantastically creepy and insightful.
I know.
Yeah. It's like having a university professor as an uncle or something. Not all uncles are creepy. I'm sure I'm an uncle. This is a debut. It's a debut novel from a writer and translator, Elizabeth Breyer, but it has sort of this confidence and assurance of one who knows their way around language, or several languages, as the case may be for a translator.
Very true.
So, and language and translation are key to From Here On Monsters, as the book explores the ways we use language to create and manipulate the world.
Oh, this is getting into some territory that I'm very into.
Yeah. Okay, so Monsters opens on a city not unlike our own. Cameron Debray is an antiquarian bookseller, and she owns a store. This is the kind of place you would go to look for that hard-to-find book on a topic that maybe only three other people seem to care about. As we open, Cameron's skills as a wordsmith are being sought out by a world-renowned avant-garde artist who wants her to lay the groundwork for an expansive new project. Cameron has a lot on her plate, though, as she is simultaneously commissioned to value a rare and mysterious codex. Oh, and she returns to her bookshop one morning to find a strange man asleep in the stacks. Cameron's first hint that something might be amiss, you know, apart from all the work and the mysterious stranger, is when she stares out her bookshop window one night and notices the rooms in the building opposite have been fashioned as an exact replica of the room she's standing in.
Oh, wow.
Meanwhile, the codex she is having translated is revealing not ancient wisdom, but a mystery that traces its way to Australia's shores and connects to the recent disappearance of an academic.
Oh, my God. There are so many layers.
This is such an immediate and powerful book. I'm not even sure I should be telling you why. There is mystery to this. There is strangeness. This idea of translation, this idea that we can ever properly convey an idea from one space to another is so important. The title is a big hint. From Here On Monsters nods to the fashion on old maps to mark mysterious unexplored regions with a mythical creature and the line, "Here be dragons."
Oh, and like Cthulhu comes out and drags a ship underwater. And...
yeah. So in a world where dragons, you know, simultaneously do not exist and are easily conjured on the evening television or evening Netflix. No. Whatever
sure.
It was. Sure. In a world where, you know, we have this idea of monsters easily accessible to us, Breyer has translated, you know, "Here Be Dragons" to "From Here On, Monsters." And who are the monsters, you may well ask. I'm not telling you.
Damn it.
Breyer poses the warning as her book's inception. It's the title. The monsters lie within. There are no shortages of monsters plaguing Cameron's world. Her artist boss terrorizes the researchers. Cameron mourns the loss of her mentor. And a strange being stalks the halls of her building late into the night. Monsters stalk these pages. But what would you imagine is the greatest threat that we face as a world?
Don't know. There's so much going on here already. Climate change.
Yeah, definitely. There's global warming. There's this gross inhumanity of dominant cultures, white people, everywhere against minorities. There's 100 different things that threaten us each and every day. But perhaps the most insidious are the ways in which we allow these things to happen as we go about our lives. What monster has tricked us that this is business as usual, the new normal that we're just going to live with? From Here On Monsters is styled as noir, and it embraces the tropes of the genre. Breyer creates this fantastic tension and paranoia within the spaces her book within the spaces her story occupies. So even imagine the bookstore in the building. You've got this big faceless building with another building opposite that mirrors it right down to the detail. These dark spaces. I mean, As I read, I sort of felt how circumscribed our worlds can be. We move from office to home, and we manage to exist in these small spaces that, given the right nudge, start to feel like the walls are pushing in. They're really claustrophobic.
It's like some sort of modern Gothic. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, in a lot of ways, I guess noir, as it was being conceived at the turn of last century, was, yeah, this modern Gothic. The book takes you on a dark and mysterious journey into our world, viewed from this slightly skewed angle. As Cameron dives into her work, she fails at first to notice the changes being wrought around her. And how often does that happen to you? As the creep of change comes to engulf her and the true nature of the monster becomes apparent, the reader is left to ask themselves, could we have ever fought back?
I'm hooked.
I owe you a few books. I keep promising to bring these books in.
You do.
Actually, if we ever need to look back, there's the podcast, the Book Club podcast people can go to and find them. I can't lend everyone these books, but they can find them and I can lend them to you, Tess.
There we go. So that works for me. And you can recommend them to your heart's content.
Exactly. Straight through the podcast. Subscribe. Get a new one every week.
Wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks so much, Andrew.
No worries, Tess.